Okay, one final question. What kind of advice would you give to a young Filipino American or any young minority American that's struggling to figure out what they want to do in life or in their future?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one is sort of hang in there. I think it's, you know, kind of look at the positive things of where they are. And the most important thing to me is really to turn to someone. I mean, in my own life, even in my own career, I don't think I would be here today. Sure, without the support of my family, that's important, but sometimes if your family is struggling with you, if you come from an immigrant family as well and they're struggling with their own issues, I think to really find a mentor, you know, whether that's another, you know, somebody like me, for example, I'm happy to help out. You know, the story that I said before, it was a one-time meeting, but for this person to say, what are you doing? Why are you looking for a secretarial job? You must be crazy. You know, my supervisor at the University of the Pacific, who took me on and kind of gave me confidence, helped me gain confidence again. And now throughout my career, I've always had one or two people who meant a lot in my life. And I think there's a lot of people out there who are willing to help you out. In school, there are counselors. Right here, for example, at Skyline, there are programs designed for Asian American students, a couple buy-in program. Mm-hmm. There's a program for African American students. They understand what you're going through, and they've been there, done that, you know, so they could be helpful. So if there's only one thing, to me, that's the one most important thing, is reach out to someone, because I think there's someone out there, you know, that will help you through. So I think that's the most important thing. And the other one is I think you have to be careful who you listen to. You have to, you know, a friend of mine said, because now in my position, of course, we're always in a visible position. Somebody's always criticizing you. And I used to take everything so personally. You know, I'll think, oh my God, I want to please everybody. And with the Asian mentality, wanting to overachieve, wanting to be liked by everybody. And a friend of mine said, don't do that, because, you know, you can't please everybody, but there should be three or four people in your life, in your circle, whose opinions really matter to you and that they care about you, so what they tell you are things that are important, not things that just to me to be, you know, hurtful or whatever. So I think it's really important to develop a supportive group of people, supportive not just always telling you good things, but will tell you things that you should really be paying attention to, critical, constructive criticism. And then to really reach out to someone, you know, who is out there to help you, somebody who can be very supportive, and not take on everything, I think, by yourself. My younger son, I mean, he went through a whole lot, didn't confide in me a lot, but to this day he has a group of friends. You know, they all struggle together, but they're like a family. You know, and they're very tight, and that they're always there for each other. So those kinds of things are really important. And study your culture, because you'll find out, you know, just like you're doing now. You know, I think because you find, after all, that no matter if people are trying to, I think there's no sense in denying, you know, your own identity. So I think to sort of embrace that identity, study it, and learn how to appreciate it, because there's something very good about that. People may think it's a negative, but there's something really, really positive about it. And taking classes about ethnic identity or, you know, Asian American studies and stuff like that, I think really helpful. That's helpful. I thought we spoke too much.
It's okay.
And I'll give you my card so that if you have any